Dr. Osman Barr, the McKenney Government Hospital Director, says Ebola cases have spiked in recent weeks.
More than 100, 150 cases, because we sent about 56 cases to Kailang. And now, this morning, we had 110 patients this morning.
This university complex is being used as a makeshift holding facility.
This is one of the worst.
With no treatment centres, these sick people have nowhere else to go. Highly contagious patients lie in the open. A woman sits on the floor, too sick to stand. Other victims huddle together on beds. One young child lies alone. They wait, hoping for a space in the next ambulance. Growing numbers of outbreak hotspots are emerging in new locations across the country, says Doctors Without Borders field coordinator Axel Vandenick.
We get phone calls every day from all districts in the whole country, and those districts are absolutely overwhelmed.
There is no way of telling which patients are Ebola positive. Despite this, they are all kept together. Medical staff here have little training or experience dealing with Ebola. Protective equipment is inadequate. Dr. Barr says three staff members have died already.
On 99% of the cases that we've isolated are positive of Ebola.
One makeshift ward lies empty. Beds are filthy. Pill packets sit among piles of clothes left by departing patients. 25 confirmed Ebola patients left here for the Doctors Without Borders treatment centre in Kailang last night. Four died during the 16-hour journey.
Every day we have ambulances arriving, and then when we open the door, there are dead bodies inside the ambulance, and non-cases, potentially N-cases. So that is the first source of contamination.
Two new patients have just been brought in. The young boy is showing symptoms of Ebola. Despite the risk, his mother will not leave his side.
This ambulance will bring 10, 15, 10, 15, 12, for the, every day, and not my only all evening.
Dr. Vandenick says some districts have no Ebola treatment facilities of their own.
They don't have capacity of Ebola centres in their district. So basically they're trying to send their patients to us.
Dr. Barr says he is not hopeful the situation will improve.
So now the situation is not under control. We are hoping for the better, but I'm afraid. Maybe it will get worse.
The US Centers for Disease Control is warning that without massive additional international assistance, Ebola cases could spike to as many as 1.4 million by January. Meanwhile, patients wait, fearing death in a city as yet with no Ebola treatment or testing facilities. Adam Bales, VOA News, McKenney, Sierra Leone.